Awakening Season 2 Episode 5, Rise Again, Embracing Resilience When Life Knocks You Down. Hi, Point Blank Awakening podcast listeners. The new year is a time for resolutions, goal setting, and fresh starts, but it can also bring stress and anxiety as we try to navigate the unknown. From financial pressures to health concerns and everything in between, the beginning of a new year can be a challenging time for many. Don't let stress get the best of you. Although there is no way to completely eliminate stress from your life, B vitamins may help benefit your mood and stress levels. Point Blank Awakening Season 2 Episode 5, Rise Again, Embracing Resilience When Life Knocks You Down. I hope you find this information informative, helpful and useful and enlightening. Onwards and upwards, bring on 2024. May we go from strength to strength. Have an awesome day. I hope each day brings more comfort and strength. Sending love and light, B. Life is a turbulent sea. Waves of joy may uplift us one moment, while currents of hardship attempt to submerge us the next. And while we all aboard the vessel of existence hoping for smooth sailing, storms are inevitable. However, it's not the strength of the gale, but the set of our sails that determines our course. This article aims to navigate you through those stormy seas, offering you tools and insights on how to get back up when life knocks you down. Landing flat on your back on life's canvas doesn't spell the end of the match, legendary boxing coach Cos D'Amato once noted. It's just a call to rise again, reposition your gloves, and swing back with all you've got. Life's knockdowns may be painful, jarring, even seemingly insurmountable at times. But it is our capacity to rise again, to stare adversity in the face and retort with a resounding "Is that all you've got?" that truly shapes our journey. When life lands a punch, navigating adversity. Before we can effectively equip ourselves to get back up, it's crucial to understand what it means to be knocked down. In this context, being knocked down by life refers to the challenging situations or life-altering events that leave us feeling overwhelmed, defeated, or hopeless. These may manifest as professional setbacks, financial struggles, health concerns, or relationship woes, but they all share the power to destabilize our lives. One might face professional hardship in the form of unexpected job loss due to company downsizing. As a primary breadwinner, this individual must grapple with the reality of unemployment and the daunting task of seeking new employment amid economic uncertainty. Consider the toll of severe health concerns. An unexpected diagnosis can shake up one's world, leading to an overwhelming journey of treatment, recovery, and the struggle to maintain a sense of normalcy. Or think about the emotional upheaval brought about by the end of a long-term relationship or marriage. The journey of letting go, healing, and rebuilding one's life after such a significant change can be a monumental task. These are just a few examples of life's knockdowns that countless people face across America and indeed the world. Each presents its own unique set of challenges, yet all demand a potent dose of resilience to overcome. The importance of resilience. In the face of life's inevitable challenges, one quality stands as a beacon of hope and a source of strength: resilience. But what exactly does it mean to be resilient? Resilience, as it relates to psychology, is the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. It's not just a passive bouncing back, but rather an active process of confronting the reality of the adversity, absorbing its impact, and then pushing forward. Resilience is our mental and emotional elasticity. It's the capacity to acknowledge the depth of our pain or the size of the obstacle in front of us, yet find a way to carry on, learning, growing, and even finding meaning along the way. Resilience isn't about avoiding the fall or denying the pain, it's about facing it, feeling it fully, and then choosing to rise again. Why is resilience so critical in the face of life's challenges? Because it is resilience that allows us not just to survive in the face of adversity, but to thrive. With resilience, we can take life's knockdowns and use them as stepping stones towards growth and development, rather than seeing them as insurmountable walls. It's the force that helps us maintain a positive attitude, even in the midst of despair. It pushes us to find solutions to our problems, even when we feel powerless. It's the drive that helps us hold on to hope and continue moving forward, no matter how hard life tries to push us down. For keys to cultivate resilience. Resilience, much like a muscle, is something that we can strengthen over time. It requires consistent effort and the right strategies. Here are some key areas to focus on. Understanding and acceptance, coming to terms with reality. Acceptance is the first step to overcome any obstacle life throws at us. It involves recognizing our feelings, understanding our situation, and acknowledging that it's okay not to be okay sometimes. It's about facing reality, however harsh it might be, and knowing that this is the starting point from where we begin to move forward. Optimism, maintaining a positive outlook. Keeping a positive outlook doesn't mean ignoring our problems or pretending everything is perfect. It's about focusing on the good in our lives while also acknowledging the bad. It involves trusting in our abilities to overcome adversity and viewing challenges as opportunities for growth. Self-care, the importance of physical health and emotional well-being. Our physical health and emotional well-being are crucial components of resilience. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, ample sleep, and practices like mindfulness and meditation can help manage stress and contribute to our overall resilience. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. You can't pour from an empty cup. Social connections, the value of having supportive people in your life. No man is an island. Cultivating strong, healthy relationships provides us with a support system that can uplift us during our darkest times. Reach out to family, friends, or join supportive communities. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. You're not alone in your journey. In the next sections, we'll delve deeper into these strategies and provide practical ways to incorporate them into our daily lives. Practical steps to get back up. Getting back up after a setback can feel like a daunting task, but remember, it doesn't have to happen all at once. Here are some practical steps that can guide you on your path to resilience. Set achievable goals and celebrate progress. Resilience doesn't mean bouncing back overnight. It's a process. Start with small, achievable goals and gradually work your way up. Celebrate every progress, no matter how small it may seem. Each step forward is a victory. Practice mindfulness and gratitude. Mindfulness brings our attention to the present, helping us to distance ourselves from past regrets and future anxieties. Gratitude, on the other hand, shifts our focus to the positive aspects of our lives. Together, they help foster a balanced perspective and nurture our inner strength. Embrace change as a part of life. Change is the only constant in life. Learning to adapt to and embrace change can increase our resilience and open us up to new possibilities. Each change, whether perceived as good or bad, is an opportunity for personal growth. Seek professional help when necessary. There's no shame in seeking help. Therapists and counselors are trained to help you navigate through life's challenges. They can provide tools and strategies to manage stress, cope with hardships, and build resilience. Remember, seeking help is of strength, not weakness. The long-term benefits of resilience. Resilience isn't just a mechanism to get through hard times, it's a trait that can enhance our lives in powerful ways. The long-term benefits of resilience. Resilience isn't just a mechanism to get through hard times, it's a trait that can enhance our lives in powerful ways. Let's explore some of the long-term benefits of cultivating resilience. Improved mental health. Resilience is often synonymous with mental fortitude. Those who nurture this trait are more likely to manage stress effectively, reduce the impact of anxiety, and ward off depressive symptoms. The ability to bounce back from adversity helps in maintaining mental equilibrium, fostering inner strength, and promoting emotional well-being. Better quality of life. Life isn't just about surviving challenges, it's about thriving in spite of them. Resilient individuals not only rebound from difficulties but also learn from these experiences, leading to personal growth and a richer life experience. They are more likely to approach life with optimism, see the positive in adverse situations, and enjoy a better overall quality of life. Greater success in personal and professional life. Resilience can contribute to success in both personal and professional spheres. In personal relationships, resilience can enhance communication, promote forgiveness, and strengthen bonds. In professional life, resilience is often viewed as an asset, aiding in problem solving, boosting productivity, and enhancing leadership skills. Resilience, therefore, isn't merely about getting back up when life knocks you down. It's about using those moments as stepping stones to create a life that is happier, healthier, and more successful. So, remember, each time you rise, you're not just recovering, you're building a better future for yourself. Final thoughts. The journey through life is a path laden with both joys and challenges. However, the setbacks we encounter are not roadblocks but detours, rerouting us to paths unknown, often leading to beautiful destinations. It's essential to understand that falling is not a failure, but refusing to rise again is. Life is filled with challenges, but the importance of resilience is paramount. It's the anchor that keeps us steady during the storm, the inner strength that fuels our recovery, and the spark that ignites our transformation. Our experiences, especially the hardships, shape us. They mold our character, impart life lessons, and ultimately make us who we are. Resilience is the art of navigating these experiences with grace, learning from them, and rising stronger. So the next time life knocks you down, remember, you are more potent than your problems. The fire within you burns brighter than the fire around you. Use the tools we've explored in this article to stoke your inner flame, harness your resilience, and rise again. It's not about how many times you get knocked down that counts. It's about how many times you get back up. Here's to becoming unstoppable, unbreakable, resilient. I'm sending you this gift to yourself of patience and time while you work to recover. I hope each day brings more comfort and strength. Sending love and light, B. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are. And when you smile, the whole world stops and stares for a while, 'cause girl, you're This podcast, Facebook page, and website is for informational purposes only. All health content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for the medical advice of your own doctor or any other healthcare professional. If you have any concerns about your general health, you should contact your local healthcare provider. Please feel free to visit https://awakeningbsc.wixsite.com/awakening. Look forward to chatting to you again through this podcast. Bye for now. When I see you.